Hello, ladies and gents, and it is finally time for the long-awaited third podcast from me. What's the name of this podcast again? You would think I would know that, considering I'm the one running it. Let's see, my podcast name is Achievement Unlocked, New Beginnings. Yeah, I'm Gavin, in case you were all wondering. Oh, I should mute my computer. And, yeah, we're here. We're out here. I'm trying to release this every other Sunday. That was delayed this past weekend because I was slash am sick. That's right, I'm still sick. But I'm here to podcast to you on my experiences here because I know you all can't wait for it. I don't know who you all is, but I'm sure you all want to hear how my weeks have been. So here I am, having a great time with it. Alrighty, summarizing the current month, still working in D3 automation. I've really gotten my, pardon me, I might cough a couple times during this, but that's okay. I've gotten my current project to a handing off point. I've still been trying to keep myself informed as to how it's going, but there hasn't been much for me to do. Other than that main project, I've been working on my final presentation for this co-op. And yeah, that's about it. It's been kind of quiet at work simply due to the busyness of things. There isn't too much time to train me on new stuff. In terms of getting in touch with interviewing people, well, I'll get back to that in a second. The city's still nice. Haven't had any snow here yet because apparently Ohio's got snow today. So that's a little shocking, but I'm happy to not be a part of that. Weather's still been nice here. And outside of work, it's, you know, being sick really puts a damper on things, but apparently Halloween is a big thing here, so I got the opportunity to go out into the city and see how the people of Greenville celebrate Halloween. So I went to an event at the East Carolina University Student Center. I went to a Halloween party, and I went to a haunted house near here. So really embracing the Halloween spirit, I guess. And sure enough, the day after, I heard Christmas music. So that's the reality we're living with. To update you all on my abstract progress, still physically in Greenville. My apartment is cleaner and nicer than it was before. Did some reorganizing, so that's been nice. In terms of my co-op experience so far, I really started to get an understanding of, you know, what the position of automation is in the whole general chemical engineering job standpoint. And it's really been interesting to see. You know, it was a field that I didn't think had much of a role to play in chemical engineering and, in my case, pharmaceutical manufacturing, but boy was I wrong. Pardon me. The amount of visitors we get here, at least in my office, of people being like, hey, we've got this whole process that can't proceed without you coming up immediately to look at it. So, definitely an important role, which is something I sort of underestimated, so my fault on that. Professional connections, because of more people coming into the office, I've gotten to meet a couple more people. The people who do the actual coding work, that works alongside of the department that I work in. It's been interesting to interact with those people. They're the ones that sit in a locked room all day and type out code, which is what I used to do. I'm happy I'm not there right now, I'll be honest. But it's been nice to make those connections. I've also met with a couple people in other departments because my coworker and I, one of my coworkers slash other co-ops reached out to me about a project they were working on that my supervisor was doing some work for and wanted to see if I could get into the loop on that. And sure enough, I'm now working directly with another co-op to try and get that going. Personal connections have been just about the same. I've made a lot of friends here, and that's a really good thing. It helps me to, you know, go through my everyday life and know that I'm not a lonely kid in a two-bedroom apartment with nothing to do. So that's been good. Stress management has been also high up there. We've been doing all right with that. Being sick does not help, but there's not much that I can do. So just trying to keep a positive attitude while being sick. That's definitely been a step in the right direction. In terms of advisor meetings, I have met with my supervisor just in this past week again. We've been meeting every week, but we had a big meeting yesterday to go over, you know. Yes, there have been a bit of a lull in work for me to do, but we outlined a couple of projects that I can sort of get my hand in, if that makes sense. Just that I can start to get an understanding of the different roles of just this particular role, if that also makes any sense. But yes, the current plan looks like once this main project finishes up, they're going to start treating me as just like a regular employee. So taking me through the whole learning process, shadowing other people, basically is what it is. And that'll be really interesting because shadowing is a great opportunity to see the day-to-day life of another employee at the company. They're in the same role or in a different role. And see what the full-time work is like. So that should be something I'm really looking forward to. In terms of progress with my goals, again, I've started to get a very clear understanding of how automation plays into the whole pharmaceutical and engineering and manufacturing process. So that's been really beneficial. I've gotten to check out the area a bit more. Ended up going into the woods the other day, and you know, you would think with the decrease in heat, it's been relatively temperate around here. There'd be less bugs, but nope, still a lot of bugs. So I got bit up a little bit, but it was all good. Also, the haunted house that I went to was actually in Youngsville, North Carolina, which is about 20 minutes outside of Raleigh. So a bit of a road trip for that, but that was really nice to get to, you know, check out somewhere else in the state and see how I felt about it. It was nice, a big farm city, but, you know, that's not a bad thing. It reminded me a lot of home because Ohio's got a lot of fields. What else? Oh, I had the, so my job with A Moment of Magic is to train new characters, and I had the opportunity to figure out who our new characters are for the upcoming semester, and I can't reveal them in case one of my characters who have been begging me to tell them who they have, I can't tell them until December 2nd. So I can't tell you who my characters are, but it's going to be really interesting to manage. It looks like I'll have 20 characters to train between this semester and next semester, so I'll be busy. I'd say my big new experience from the past 2 weeks would probably be State Fair was my last one. Well, I mean, I went through all this Halloween stuff, and that was really cool. So I'd consider that my big new experience for the past couple of weeks. It was a little crazy on campus. There was a lot of people in costume. You saw a lot of duplicates because, you know, people like dressing up as the same thing, apparently. Yeah, a lot of people out partying, a lot of spooky music everywhere you go, a lot of dead pumpkins, like people throwing pumpkins off of their dorm buildings or off of the balconies of their apartments. I thought that was a little gruesome, but also interesting. Seems like second Halloween's over, or even on Halloween, people are just like, okay, goodbye pumpkins, hello Christmas. So that's been cool. The two books that I've been trying to utilize for this co-op experience, I finally have them, which is good, because you can't read a book that you don't have. Well, you can, but it's called piracy, and you don't want to do that. Piracy's bad. So the first one that I started reading was Essential Survival Guide to Living on Your Own. And the first thing I noticed when I started reading it was I've already encountered 3 or 4 different scripture quotes, so it's a little more religious than I would have guessed, but I'm not judging. You know, it's got crucial survival tips to living on your own, so stuff ranging from, you know, big picture future goals like what do you want to do with your life? Where do you want to be in terms of like what you do, not physical location. And then narrowing into, you know, the process of getting there. So going off to college, living on your own for the first time, that sort of stuff. How to write, and then little tiny details like how to write a check or how to cook a meal or how to write a professional email. So that's been really interesting so far. I've yet to break into the welcome to the professional world, but I think I will start reading that. Again, there have been some lulls at work, so reading that at work during my break times, that'll be a really good way to sort of tie it into where I'm at work at the moment. So that'll be good. So to reflect on the past couple weeks, I've really started to thrive and really fill into the role that I'm in right now, both at the company, living on my own, and making friends here. The one thing that stands out is worth, you know, adding, I guess, or reflecting on, would be that I'm split on making new friends here because, yes, it's important to have social connections, and I'm a social person, so I like making friends. But in reality, I'll be parting ways with these people around Christmas time, and that'll be that. So I've got about a month left with some of the friends that I've made here, and that's going to be tough. Nonetheless, an important experience, so I'll keep y'all updated on that. Planning for the future, I would say getting the most out of this co-op. I still have about 2 months left, but I have plans to, actually tomorrow morning, I've drafted up my email to the different supervisors of my co-ops, fellow co-ops, to set up some interviews. I think I have 5 or 6 people. So it's going to be a really good experience, and I'm excited to start these interviews and get an idea of, you know, who else I work with and the different roles and responsibilities here. In terms of exploration, I don't really know what's next. I'm sure something will come to me. I tend to just fall into exploration. You can't go looking for it, you know? That's how adventures work. Keeping myself just, you know, healthy, that'll be nice. Once I'm healthy, I plan on starting up working out again, which is good for keeping in a routine, which is important for maintaining your sanity. You know, I learned that from the Essential Survival Guide. So until, I'll probably do a week and a half now just to keep on the same schedule, but this has been experience. Or no, Achievement Unlocked, New Experiences. Yes, I remember the name of my own podcast. So to all you listening, thank you very much. And go me, because I think that's what we're all here for, is to hear about my progress. So go me. All right, have a good one.